Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. I hope you're well and that you are having a great weekend. It is Sunday, the 10th of May, 2026. And honestly, time is still flying past at an unbelievable pace. I just don't know where the weeks are going, let alone the weekends. But here we go again. Another Sunday evening, another catch up and plenty to talk about. Now, it has rained at last after what has felt like an eternity of dry weather. We have had rain today, much needed, soaking into the rain. It's not quite proper rain as I would call it, but it's certainly something. And this is a sort of rain that makes you step outside and breathe deeply and thinking, yes, the garden is going to love this. This means that the water butts have started to fill. The soil was softened beautifully. Everything looks fresher. It's just amazing just how quickly the plants respond. Leaves pick up, seedlings look happier, and the whole garden just seems to sigh with relief. Now, this will tie in really nicely with a topic later on, catching rain when it falls. Now, let's get into our grow along for this week. Today, we sowed the cucumber seeds for this month's seed pack, and that is a variety called Market More, which is a really brilliant, reliable outdoor cucumber variety. And this is how I grow them from seed to harvest. Now, I do start my seeds indoors from late April through to May, and I just use small pots or even my small modules filled with good quality seed compost. And I simply take one seed per pot, push it in to the soil on its side about 1 to 1.5 centimeters deep, and then I just place that in my heated propagator around 20 to 22 degrees C. Don't need a heated propagator, but it just helps until germination. Now, germination can usually take 7 to 10 days, but as soon as they germinate, they need to be in good light to avoid leggy seedlings. It's important to remember to keep your cucumbers from not being sitting in soggy compost. Damp compost is fine, just not soggy. They hate it, absolutely hate it. And it can actually lead to stem rot. Now, once they have two true leaves, they can then be moved on to a larger pot. Then just keep them growing steadily in warmth and good light and feed, with a balanced liquid feed every 10 to 14 days. Now, planting out, hard enough for a week before we're going to plant outside, and then we plant out once the risk of frost has passed, usually late May, but this year, I mean, I think we're in for a cold snap, but I've got mine outside already. Choose a sunny sheltered spot which has really moisture retentive soil but is free draining, and give each plant about 45 to 60 centimetres. Also, they need something to climb up, so a good bamboo cane or hazel stick will be fine. Once they're planted, just water regularly. Cucumbers do need consistent moisture. Mulch around the base to keep the roots cool and reduce evaporation. And of course, tile them in as they grow up their cane. Market More can actually be quite flexible. You can leave them to sprawl around the floor, but generally speaking, they will climb as well. One of the other things to remember is feed weekly with a good tomato feed once the fruits start forming. And then when the cucumbers reach 15 to 20 centimetres long, we can pick them regularly. And regular picking encourages more fruit. Market More is actually a prolific cucumber. They produce lots and lots. So expect a steady supply all summer. That certainly should keep you busy. Now, it has been another busy, productive weekend here at HQ. Now, one of the things I've did this weekend is visit the location where I'm going to be keeping bees, and it is absolutely perfect. Great spot, sheltered, accessible, affordable, and I've also secured a bee supplier. So everything is now lined up. I've built the beehive. Everything is lined up and ready to go. So very, very soon expect to hear more on the beekeeping adventures. Back at home and on the allotment, I've been planting out lots of plants, brassicas, salads, flowers, you name it, they've been planted out. And I've also been potting on more seedlings. This is just keeping that production line moving. Obviously, when we plant out plants, they fill up space. As they may die or whatever, we're going to fill up those spaces with more plants. So it's a good attack to constantly have plants going all the time. Now, and another thing I've done is I spent a few hours on the allotment just tackling a mountain of tasks, weeding, mulching, planting, tidying, and just generally getting everything into shape for the season ahead. It's just that time of year where everything needs doing at once, but it's also probably the most rewarding time. Now, this brings me on quite nicely to the main subject I want to talk about today, is catching rain when it rains. Now, this rain has finally arrived. It is perfect moment to really talk about rainwater harvesting. And why do we catch rainwater? Well, for me, because it's free. It just falls from the sky. And if we can hold on to it, it means we're not spending money. It's soft water, which our plants much prefer. It reduces the amount of mains water used. It helps during hosepipe bans. It's environmentally friendly. It's just loads of reasons why we want to capture as much rain. And what I tend to do, obviously, my water butts, they are on every single downpipe and they catch as much water as possible. Now, what I also do in some cases is I link multiple butts together so that when one fills up, it fills the next one up so that we get actually maximise the amount of water storage we have. I also pump water from one water butt to another just again to maximise the amount of storage that we have. All my sheds, greenhouses, polytunnels, everything will have gutters on just to capture as much as we can. And one of the other things that we have done is put some temporary containers out during these downpours. So today we put a load of buckets out just to try and catch a little bit more rain than we would normally. It does make the garden look a bit messy, but it means we can catch more rainwater. And this for me is so important. I feel like we really haven't had rain since March, if that, maybe earlier than that. And our soil has been really, really dry. So, I'm really, really, really happy to see that carry on. Now, this week's challenge is just to set up a new way of catching rainwater. It could be a new water butt, gutter on a shed, placing a bucket under a drip point, anything like that. Just set up a way of catching some more rainwater so that you make the most of it when it rains. And this brings us to the end of this Sunday night Supporters Club podcast. Thank you, as always, for being part of the Supporters Club. Your support generally keeps this whole project going. Have a fantastic week ahead. Enjoy the rain while it lasts. And until next time, please take care.